Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Live from the Hawks Nest, your College Place Hawks at 1-5 in league, 3-6 overall, going to be taking on the Royal Knights at 5-1, 8-1. The Hawks looking to try and boost their standings in the SCAC, but it's going to be a long road to hoe against a Royal Knight team that already has a football championship under their belt. And this is also a state semifinalist team from last year. In this pregame, we'll talk about the Hawks' last game against Zilla, which did not go super well as we'll have the SCAC standings and scoreboard, starting lineups, and the opening tip-off, and of course all the action here is the Hawks trying to get a little bit better placement in the SCAC, but they got a long road to hoe tonight against the Royal Knights. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest, and Hawks warming up getting ready to take on the Royal Knights. And Hawks coming off a tough loss to Zilla. Tough in the sense of we struggled. We got beat 77-24, trailing 21-9 after 146-17 at halftime. And scoring, well, we were led by 5 points from Kyler Creeley, 10 points from John Perks. Caden Kirschbaum struggled against the Zilla defense. He got his first and only bucket in the fourth quarter. And we're taking on a Royal Knight team that brought everybody back from the state semifinal team from last year. And in addition, that state semifinal, I mean, a lot of these players played on a football team that actually won the state championship. And apparently they brought in a new coach, Tim Revay. who has coached at Kittitas and at Ellensburg. I am familiar with Mr. Reve from when he was at Kittitas. And when you're bringing back pretty much everybody from a state semifinal team, that is challenging. Grant Wardenar for Royal leads the league in scoring, and he's averaging 30 points a game. The way Coach Pumphrey put it in his notes to me, he said, need to take care of us. So the notion is that to some extent it's like you're trying to play almost within yourselves and trying to better yourselves, because it may be that we're simply overmatched in this particular one. And in fairness, that first quarter against Zilla, we were trailing 21-9, but you know what? We were not turning the ball over, and we were, with the opportunities that were afforded us, really relatively efficient. The problem is that we simply had no answer for the likes of Aranda and Jones and Vandegraaff for Zilla, and Wardenar is going to present a similar struggle for us today. So the notion for Coach Pumphrey is simply limit turnovers, get rebounds, and play fundamental basketball. Going to use a variety of defenses tonight, find something to slow them down. And he's got a slightly different. Does he have a slightly different? Maybe not. Yeah, he actually does. He actually does. Coach has a slightly different starting lineup than what we've seen in the past. We will get to that after we take this break. We'll come back with the SCAC scoreboard. And the standings, games have taken place last week, but it's going to be coming up. And, of course, we'll have the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action as the Hawks on court getting ready to take on the Royal Knights here at the Hawks Nest. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Hawks Nest. The Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Royal Knights before we get to the SCAC scoreboard. If you're paying it, looking for updates to score at that college football semifinal. Indiana was leading 35-7 at halftime. Oregon did get a touchdown in the third quarter, but then again, so did the Hoosiers. 6:44 to go in the third in the Peach Bowl. Indiana 42, Oregon 15. Here's your SCAC standings. And I want to make sure. Yep. For the men, Zilla still hunkers atop 7-0, 11-0. They are just stomping on the Terra. Followed by this Royal team at 5-1, 8-1. And Wapato also at 5-1. They're at 8-2. Then Cashmere follows at 4-4. Connell at 3-3. Natchez Valley our opponent next Tuesday here at home, 2-4. While Luke at 2-5, they will be our opponent. We'll be in Mattawa tomorrow night to take them on. Then us at 1-5, and then Kybee at 0-6. Taking a look at the schedule from last week. See, last Saturday, those are the last games we called. No, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about last week. We want to talk about this week. We want to talk about what happened on Tuesday. That's right. Natchez Valley went to Royal, and the Rangers got treated harshly. Royal 75, Natchez Valley 29. And Connell beat Waluke in Connell 59-47. On Wednesday, Cashmere traveled to Wapato, and the Wolves eke one out over the Bulldogs 68-62. Tonight, right now, Wapato's at Natchez Valley, and Kybee is hosting Connell. Tomorrow, OMAC will be at Cashmere. Again, we will be at Waluke. Royal will be hosting Kybee. Zilla will be at Wapato. And Natchez Valley will be hosting Connell. Let's go ahead and briefly take a look at what is going to be happening early next week. On Tuesday, Royal will be at Riverside. I don't believe that's Riverside of Oregon. I believe that's going to be a different Riverside. Connell will be hosting Wapato. Natchez Valley will be here at home to take us on. Zilla will be hosting Cashmere. And Waluke will be at Kybee. Also next week, Connell will be at Cashmere on Friday. Royal will host Zilla. College Place will be on the road again. We're going to be taking on Wapato next Friday. Natchez Valley will then be hosting Kybee. And then finally rounding things out on Saturday, Royal will be at Chelan. Wapato will travel all the way to Marysville, I believe, to take on Tulalip Heritage. Brewster will be at Cashmere. And what is that? Tubby Granger will be hosting Connell.
Now let's keep it
So let's go ahead and take a look at who's going to be coming off of the benches for Royal. Manny Rubalcaba, a 6'4 junior, will be coming off the bench, as will be a 6'foot sophomore in number 5, Henry Brown. A 6'2 junior, Jerry Fielding, who had definitely had some ball handling responsibilities. Britt Wardnar, a freshman, will be coming off the bench, as will a 6'4 junior, number 24, Grant Wardnar. He's actually listed as coming off the bench, as well as a 6'5 senior and number 34, Brian Larson. You can probably kind of get some idea for what our starters might be looking like, as Evan Geese is going to be starting the game on the bench, as well as the 6'1 sophomore, number 10, Tanner Arlington, the 6'2 freshman. Sorry, the 6'3 sophomore, number 12, Brody Smith, then the 6'2 freshman, number 14, Sean Thorpe, and the 6'2 junior, number 15, Judah Breithop. Expect Breithop and Geese in particular to be doing quite a bit of rotation coming in and out. Now let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Royal Knights, they're going to start a 5'11 junior guard, number 1, Fisher Livingston. They're going to start a 6'1 junior combination forward guard, number 2, Major Andra. They're going to start a 6'2 junior guard and number 4, Dax Jenks. A 6-foot freshman guard and number 12, Graham Palmer. And then rounding things out for Coach Tim Revay is going to be a smaller lineup. They're going to start a 6-foot senior guard, number 23, Anderson Brown. Grant Wardnar at 6'4 and Brian Larson at 6'5. And Manny Rubalcaba at 6'4 also starting on the bench. For head coach Kurt Pumphrey, going to get a little bit of height out there. We are going to be starting the 6'2 junior, number 5, Kate Kirschbaum. But then out of three of the remaining four, it got a little bit of height going on. The 6'6 junior redhead, number 20, John Perks, will be starting, as well as the 5'11 senior, number 21, Landon Decime. And then height and muscle down low, the 6'1 junior, number 22, Kyla Creeley. And the 6'6 senior, number 23, Ryan Gorton, getting his second or his third start of the year. So Kurt Pumphrey going a little tall, and Tim Revay for Royal going tad shorter than perhaps they may typically do. And Tim Revay, experience coaching Kittitas. Apparently some experience coaching Ellensburg. I cannot speak to that. I did get an opportunity when I was working for Tri-Cities Prep Broadcasting to see Revay coach. And if he's got the horses, he can put the W's in the column. And it, given he's got a state semifinal team, it appears he's got the horses here in Royal. Stocks taking to the court in those home whites with that Denver Bronco blue and orange. Ken James, have you had anything to do with the selection of the colors here for College Place? We gotta talk. As Royal will come out in black with gold checkers down the sides and black socks and black shoes. They're going all black. As Perks will step in against, I cannot see who, I'm being blocked. Stepping in against Livingston, perhaps? Major Andra? No, he's stepping in against Dax Jenks. There's the ball, and it is tipped. It's going to be picked up by Kirschbaum, who wanted to drive in, and then the defense came back on him. So Caden dribbling up top with Jenks coming out on him. Give on the right wing to Creeley. Creeley dribbling to the top. Wanted Perks. Now he will go down low to Perks. Perks backing down. Now puts up a nice shot from about 8 feet. No good. And the rebound's going to come to Palmer, who then will feed Livingston. Livingston then goes in the corner to Anderson Brown for a 12-footer. Swirls in and out, no good. Perks will come down with a rebound. He'll then feed Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum bringing it up with Jenks coming out on him. Kirschbaum dribbling, still maintaining his dribble. Now dribbling right now, wanted to hand it off. Ball ends up getting tipped. It's going to go on the deck. I believe it's going to be picked up by, yep, it'll end up being picked up by Brown. Brown will then hand off to Livingston, who puts up a fadeaway 12-footer, no good, and then scrambling for the rebound. They're going to say last touch by Caden Kirschbaum. Minute gone, no score here in the Hawks Nest as Livingston will take it out for Royal under the College Place bucket. And gets it in down low to Jenks. He's got a kick back out to, I want to say that was Anderson Brent. No, that wasn't Brown. That was Graham Palmer, the freshman, with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, making it 3-0 Royal. As Kirschbaum will bring it up, this time with Livingston coming out on him. He'll hand off to Decime. Decime on the right wing, shaking and baking. Now I want to get along to Gordon. It's going to be tipped and stolen by Andra. Andra comes up, drives down the right lane. It got... tried to shoot from the outside, lost the handle on a shot. I thought maybe Decime had blocked it, but they're simply going to say that Andra lost it out of bounds. So the Hawks catch a break. 6:29 to go in the first. Hawks trail 3-0. Sturgers for Royal on the bench. As Kirschbaum feeds to Creeley on the right wing. Down low to Perks. He got behind, folks. His lay-in is off the back of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound, ends up going on the deck. It's going to be picked up by Andra. He'll then feed Livingston. Livingston wants to dribble to the top, wants to cut in. Instead, he's going to feed to Palmer in the corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Creeley comes down with the rebound, and they're going to say we got a jump ball as Jenks fought him for it. And it should be Royal basketball with 28 on the shot clock. 6:02 to go in the first quarter. Hawks trail 3-0. Livingston taking it out baseline. Down low to Palmer. That shot is no good. Sorry, Brown, and Perks will come down with the rebound. So Kirschbaum will walk it up. He'll feed to Gorton deep on the right wing. Oh, wanted to do a little give and go to Perks. He's got to tip back out to get it. Feeds to Creeley, who has to go baseline, almost going out of bounds, wants to feed to Kirschbaum. Instead, he feeds it straight to Palmer. No, Brown, I beg your pardon, who goes down the right lane and lays it up and in. 5-0 Royal, 5:33 to go in the first. Kirschbaum with Jenks coming, with Livingston rather, coming way out on him. He then wants to drive right and then going to pick up. He'll pull up for three. Oh, he hits it! Caden Kirschbaum with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. Making it 5-2 Warden. Livingston to Brown to, that was Palmer on the right wing. Back to Andra. Now to Palmer. Palmer on the right wing, dribbling in and out. He'll then feed to Jenks. Drives down the right lane. Someone left it open for him, and he lays it up and in. Jenks with his first bucket of the game, making it 7-3 Royal. And Reve doing what he typically would do. He'll almost come to the scorer's table. He does a lot of shouting when he's working the bench. As Brown takes up a loose ball from Decime, he'll turn around and feed Livingston, who lays it up and in. Now making it 9-3. And got a little bit of height coming in now for Royal. And we're going to have a timeout with 4:31 to go in the first quarter, and the Hawks trail 9-3. We'll be back. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Brian Larson, the 6'5 senior forward, and Grant Wardnar, the 6'4 junior. Wardnar, the leading scorer in the league, averaging 30 points a game, now checking in for Coach Tim Reve. As did Evan Geese for the Hawks. So Gorton has the ball on the right wing, feeding and driving Geese, has to hand back to Decime in the corner. Decime wants to drive into the key. He'll kick out to Kirschbaum in the corner. He'll pull up for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Anderson Brown will come down with the rebound. Double dribble. Thank you very much. Brian Larson, double hitched, coming up the court. And Tim Reve giving him a little bit of an earful as Kyler Creeley will check in and spell Ryan Gorton. So Evan Geese will take it out at the head of the Royal bench. To Kirschbaum, back to Geese on the right wing. Evan dribbling in, goes up, got blocked, and retrieved by Grant Wardnar. Wardnar then goes up court to, was that Larson? No, that was Rubal Kaba. Then we got a whistle away from the ball. Camping. Somebody was spending too much time in the key. It was not Grant Wardnar, who would be my normal number one suspect. But he was out on the perimeter. 9-3 Royal, 3:52 to go here in the first. Kirschbaum to Creeley. Wanted to do a give and go to Perks. Instead, Rubal Kaba will take up a loose ball. He'll feed to Livingston. Coming up to Brown, to Wardnar, drives into the key. Tip pass going to be picked up by Rubal Kaba. Then feed to Livingston. Now back to Rubal Kaba. Now at the top to Wardnar. Fakes the three. Now right wing three. Pulls up. That's an air ball. Nothing but net. But somehow Livingston is there for the offensive, the pick up the air ball, and he feeds Brian Larson, who's able to lay it up and in. 11-3 Royal. Kirschbaum with Livingston coming out on him. He turns around, NBA three. Oh boy, Caden Kirschbaum feeling the Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes tonight. It's 11-6. Royal, as Livingston has the ball deep on the right wing. Now to the top, now to Rubal Kaba at the free throw line. In and out, no good. Long rebound brought down by Decime. 2:47 to go in the first. Hawks hanging in there. It's 11-6 Royal. Kirschbaum to Perks at the top of the key, who then got drilled in the eye, and they're going to call a foul on Brian Larson. Larson will pick up his first personal, and John Perks getting checked out by the ref to make sure he's all right. Yeah, he got poked. And Perks is going to go to the bench. And he'll be spelled by Judah Breithop. Ryan Gorton also checked in to spell I'm not sure who. As Kirschbaum will feed to Breithop, gives back. Kirschbaum drives baseline. He ends up getting trapped underneath and then puts the ball off of Livingston. Heads up play by Kirschbaum. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Kirschbaum to Breithop in the corner. Judah, he'll feed to Kirschbaum. Fakes the three, now drives in. Lost the handle on his dribble. Going to be picked up by Breithop, feeding to the top to Decime. Decime, he'll step back for three. And that's an air ball, unfortunately. That's a good-looking shot, but it's too far to the right. As Brown will inbound to Livingston. Livingston walking it up. And he got fouled by Destin, and got away with murder there. Oh, wanted Wardnar, and it was a bad pass. Evan Geese just stepped right into it. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum give on the right wing back to Geese. Geese dribbling to the right now in the corner to Breithaupt. Judah dribbling to the top, drives into the key, lost the handle on his dribble. It's going to be picked up by Wardnar. Wardnar coming down the left wing, got away with the travel, now wants to drive baseline, and somehow manages to put it away from about 6 feet. Grant Wardnar with his first bucket of the game, making it 13-6 Royal. As Kirschbaum gives on the left wing to Decime. Decime to Gorton at the top of the key. Back to Decime. He'll pull it for three again. That funny hit. Landon Decime with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three, making it 13-9. And the Hawks living off threes, hanging around. As Livingston, deep on the left wing, feeds to Wardnar at the top of the key, off the front of the rim, no good. But Jenks is there for the offensive rebound. He'll bring it back out. He'll feed to Brown at the top, now to Wardnar, deep on the right wing. Wardnar, with Geese on him, wants to drive baseline, puts up a shot that's going to be way short, but they're going to say he earned a trip to the line. I think he got fouled by Evan Geese. No, they're going to say he got fouled by Ryan Gorton. So Grant Wardnar will be the first person to go to the charity stripe tonight. 101 to go in the first, and the Hawks trailing 13-9. Wardnar hits the first, making it 14-9. John Perk's going to check back in after getting poked in the eye by Brian Larson. Wardnar hits the second, and we got some subs coming in. We got Major Andra checking back in, as will Graham Palmer. As Anderson Brown went to the bench, and I didn't see who else did. Under 60 seconds to go here in the first. Hawks hanging around. Royal 15, College Place 9. Kirschbaum to Breithaupt on the right wing. Wanted defeating, driving Perks. Backs down against Jenks. His bank shot is too strong. He is unable to make those shots work, but Kirschbaum comes down with the rebound. Feeds down low to Perks again. Backs down. Oh, yeah, nice reverse move under the bucket. Hits it and gets fouled. John Perks with his first bucket of the game, having been fouled by Major Andra. So John Perks with a chance to do an and one. Anderson Brown to check in, and he'll spell Rubal Kaba. Hawks trail 15-11, and the Redhead a chance to cut it to three with 39 seconds to go in the first. There's that ball on the hip. Then the three right-handed one-hand dribbles, spin the ball, let it drop, bring it back up, and hit it. Kind of liking that routine. 15-12 Royal, 38 seconds to go in the first. Grant Wardnar loping up. And dribbling to the left, now to Brown, now to Andra. Now to Graham for three off the front of the rim, no good. And Geese, and no, that was Judah Breithaupt in position for the rebound. He goes up court to Decime. Decime pulling up for a long three, ends up getting blocked, stolen by Wardnar, who's going to go all the way. And he got tripped coming down the court by Caden Kirschbaum, I think. And ball's going to be on the floor. Yep, got fouled by Kirschbaum, picked up his first personal. Wardnar actually went to the line. Brown ends up going long to Wardnar. Almost has it stolen by Kirschbaum. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Wardnar, nope, ain't going to go one-on-one. Instead, it's going to feed to number four for an air ball. Major Andra comes down with a rebound. That putback is no good, but he earned his way to the line. Having been fouled by Judah Breithaupt. So, Major Andra to the line for two. The Knights are two for two. 2.5 seconds to go in the first. Hawks trail by three. Well, now four. Because Andra hits the first. And Brian Larson will check in and spell Anderson Brown. Andra's second free throws. Also good. 2.5 seconds to go. Hawks trail by five. Evan Geese coming up. Half-court shot. Oh, man, he banks it off the rim. Almost pulled it off. After one quarter play, Hawks trail Royal here on the Hawks Nest, 17-12. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan?
it's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays, a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hawks going to send their starting five out there to start the second. We trail 17-12. We will have the ball to start the second. So Decime will inbound to Caden Kirschbaum. And he's got Wardnar coming out on him. Give on the left wing to Creeley. Creeley down low to Kirschbaum. Now coming back out. Now top of the key. Now Fidel, he fed to Creeley and could not handle the pass. Ends up losing the ball out of bounds. So Andra will inbound to Livingston, then give on the right wing to Palmer, who's checked in. Then in the corner to four, that was Jenks. Now down low to Andra, who turns into the key. His spinning jump shot is no good. Wardenauer gets the offensive rebound. That putback is no good, but then the second time, he does, and this is where Grant Wardenauer is deadly. He can dominate down low as Evan Geese gets ready to check in on the Hawks trail 19-12. Kirschbaum thinks about the three, instead feeds down low to Perks, who will turn around and shoot, and hits from about eight. John Perks with his second bucket of the game, making it 19-14. As Livingston wanted to drive up and instead feed to Wardenauer on the left wing. Fakes the three, pulls up from about 15 and hits on the left ring, on the left wing. And Wardenauer now starting to feel it. He has 8 points. 21-14 Royal. 6:47 to go on the half as Kirschbaum on the left wing. Oh, wanted to go down low to Perks, passes too high. But Gordon, however, somehow comes up with it and banks it home. Ryan Gordon cleans up the blown play. And keep hanging around. It's 21-16. Livingston gives to Jenks, who then makes a spin move and goes down the left lane and lays it up and in. And we want a timeout on the floor with 6:26 to go in the half. And Hawks trail 23-16. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
6:26 to go in the half. Hawks trail 23-16. Haven't allowed Royal to go on any runs. Problem is Grant Wardenauer is starting to warm up for the Knights. As Kirschbaum will bring it up, and the Hawks, living off threes in the first quarter, wants to drive left lane, going to get cut off. Fade away against Wardenauer, almost puts it away. As Jenks will come down with the rebound, they say he got fouled. And he got fouled by Ryan Gordon, who picks up his second person. So Andra will inbound to Livingston. Livingston, Gervais with his terrible hoarse voice, feeds to Andra and then feed to Wardenauer, and we've got camping. I believe on Dax Jenks. That's the second time Royal's been called for 3 seconds. Under 6 minutes to go in the half. Hawks trail by 7, 23-16. Kirschbaum dribbling at the top. Oh, wanted to go to the load of Perks. He has to end up scrambling to get it. Ends up, oh, they're going to say last touch by Royal. So 15 seconds on the shot clock. Hawks will get the basketball under the bucket. Anderson Brown to check in for Royal. And he will spell Major Andra. Kirschbaum, download of perks. Nice spin move. Oh, scoop shot goes in and out. No good as Brown will come down with a rebound. And bounce pass down to, who was that? That was Graham Palmer, who's able to lay it up and in, making it 25-16 Royal, their largest lead of the game. Kirschbaum, wanting to drive in against Brown, goes into the key. Ball ends up getting stolen. It's going to be picked up in transition by Livingston, who's going to go all the way and lay it up down the left lane. And, yeah, now suddenly we trail by 11. Struggling some here in the second quarter as Kirschbaum with the ball on the left line feeds to Geese. Wanted to scoop out to Gordon. Instead, it's going to be tipped and stolen in transition. Anderson Brown goes down the right lane and lays it up and in. And we're going to take a timeout on the floor. 4:57 to go in the half. Hawks suddenly trail by 13, 29-16. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
4:57 to go in the half. Hawks suddenly trail by 13, 29-16, and outscored 12-4 here in the second quarter as Decime will bring it up. Cheats left, hands it off to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum will then hand off to Geese, drives into the keys. The lane scoop shot is no good, but Creeley is there for the offensive rebound, put back, and he got fouled. He got fouled by Anderson Brown. That'll be his first personal. And Timber Bay with that just croaking voice of his, letting his team have it. As the Hawks are 1-for-1 from the line. Oh, make that 2-for-2. Trail by 10, 29-19 is Livingston. Will come up, going to be tied up by Decime. Then down low to I cannot see who. I don't know who made that bucket. I'm going to credit Anderson Brown. I was screened. As Kirschbaum with Brown coming out on him. Gives on the left wing to Decime. Got Andra coming out on him. That's not Andra, that's Jenks. Then Kirschbaum wanted to do a low outlet to Perks and overthrow him. And Perks saying to the ref, he's getting tied up by the defender. So Brown will inbound to Livingston. Livingston to Jenks, pulls up from about 8, puts it off the front of the rim, and then it rolls forward. So Jenks with his third bucket of the game, making it 33-19. And the Knights starting to pull away. As, oh, got Landon Decime down low! Yeah, and then puts up a little left-handed scoop shot. Nice eye by Caden Kirschbaum there. As Manny Rubalcaba will check in for the Knights. Oh, we found Graham Palmer just waiting down on the left block. And he takes the pass from Brown and lays it up and in. Judah Breithop to check in for the Hawks. Decime takes the ball at the top from Geese. Now he'll dribble off. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Spin down, pull up from the left wing for 3 off the front of the rim. No good. As Palmer will come down with the rebound. He will then bring it up to Brown. One touch to Wardnar. Cross court to Livingston. Livingston down low to Jenks. Now cross court to Wardnar. Right corner 3 off the front of the rim. No good. Palmer will come down with the rebound. He'll then feed to Jenks. Oh, Euro steps in the key. No good. And Geese will chase down the rebound. And he goes up court to Decime. Decime down low to Perks. Oh, terrible call. Terrible, wretched, stinking call. They're going to call a charge on John Perks as Fisher Livingston was not set, but they're going to call it on him all the same. Terrible, stinking, wretched, miserable, wrong call. Livingston was not set. 2:53 to go in the half, and the Hawks trail 35-21. As Livingston will bring it up. And he'll give to Brown on the right wing. Now back to Livingston. Now to Jenks. Oh, down low to Wardnar, who ends up having to go on the deck for it. And then somehow gets the ball away from Perks, goes up, shoots the ball straight up, and drew a foul. And John Perks suddenly will pick up his second personal. So Wardnar will go to the line. And Wardnar is 2 for 2 so far. He has 8 points. Did he miss that one? I believe so. I'm going to say he did anyway. We'll see if the points work out. Second free throw. That one's no good. And Perks will come down with a rebound. Hawks trail by 14, 35-21. As Kirschbaum will come up, make a move on Brown. He'll hand off to Geese. Wheel around. Got away with the travel. Feeds to Breithaupt, handling at the top. Now he'll give to, nope, Wardnar is going to steal the pass intended for Decime, and he will flush it home and hang from the rim. And they're, yeah, they teed him up. They teed up Wardnar for hanging on the rim. Yeah. And naturally, Tim Revay, being Tim Revay, is going to have his words about this, but yeah, he was hanging. It was a good call. And Wardnar standing in the center circle going, it's not fair. Stop whining, son. You were hanging on the rim. So, Caden Kirschbaum will go to the line to shoot the technicals. And we've got some Royal fans behind me expressing their displeasure as Caden hits the first. Making it, however, 37-22. We trailed by 15. Now, that was a legitimate call. Wardnar was hanging up there for a while. And hits the second as well. So, the Hawks get 2 free throws, and they're going to get the ball back. I'd wondered if they were going to tee up Wardnar, and when the whistle blew, I thought, oh boy, here it comes. And right after that, I'm thinking Tim Revay is going to have some words, and again, I was right there. So Giesel inbound to Kirschbaum. Coming up on 2:10 to go in the half. Kirschbaum on the right wing to Decime. Decime, dribbling, almost loses the handle on his dribble, and now hand off to Gies, going to try and wheel around. Now drives into the key, puts up a running shot, no good. Rim shot, rims in and out, no good. Wardnar will come down with the rebound. Wardnar wants to run. Euro steps into the key. Shot is no good. Swirled in and out, but Wardnar is going to earn his way to the rim, having been fouled by Evan Geese. That'll be his first personal. So Wardnar to the line for 2 more. I have him as 2 for 4. There's one I wasn't watching, and I believe he missed it. He hit that one. Now giving him 11 points and a 15-point Royal lead with 1:53 to go in the half. Wardnar's second free throw. Again, swirls in and out, no good, but Rubalcaba will sky for the rebound. To Palmer, to Livingston, back to Palmer, back to Livingston. Now swing around to Wardnar in the corner. Now he wants to drive baseline. Lost the handle on his dribble. Ah, went up, made the bucket, and got fouled by John Perks, who now has 3 fouls. Yeah, so Perks will pick up his third personal. Wardnar will get another bucket. And Ryan Gordon getting ready to check in for John Perks. Yep, they're going to have him come in, and the redhead's going to sit for the rest of the half. So Wardnar now to the line for the and one. One dribble and hits that. And Decime will take the inbound. Feed back to Kirschbaum, coming up on 1:30 to go in half. Hawks trail by 18, 41-23. To Breithaupt on the left corner. not the left corner, left wing. Handing off to Geese. They run into one another, but Evans still has the basketball. He'll dribble to the top. Think about handing off to Decime. Instead, still dribbling on the right wing. Now wants to drive into the key. Pushes back. Yeah, they're going to call a charge. Yeah, because he elbowed off. He did an elbow push off, and I thought, yeah, that looks a little suspect. So Brown will inbound to Livingston. And Livingston giving on the left wing to Brown. No, Palmer, rather. Now to Livingston on the left wing for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Gorton will come down with the rebound. Under 60 seconds to go. Hawks trail by 18, 41-23. And Kirschbaum with Brown coming out on him. Feed to Geese on the right wing. Geese now wanting to drive into the key. Instead, he feeds back out to Breithaupt. He wants to drive in. It's cut off to Kirschbaum. Fakes the three. Goes to Gorton, whose bank shot goes in and out. No good. Man, he had great position. Too bad that didn't drop. As Wardnar then comes down, bounces the ball straight to Decime, who's now going to come up the other way, goes behind his back and loses a dribble. Then feeds to Brown, who then feeds Livingston in transition. Goes up against Geese. Shot is no good. And they're going to call Evan Geese for a foul, and Evan's going, I thought I had all ball. Ref was closer, so Geese will pick up his third personal, and Livingston will go to the line for two. 19 seconds to go in the first half. Hawks fell 41-23. Kylie Creeley getting ready to check in for the Hawks. Livingston puts the first off the front of the rim, no good. Brian Larson will also check in, as well Major Andra for Royal. And then give the ball back to Livingston now that the subs are done. And he hits that one. And now Jinx will spell Livingston with 19 seconds to go in the half. And they were looking to press, and you can hear Mark Vig just bark at them. Hey, back up! I will make fun of Tim Revere. As Kirschbaum, step back three from the left wing, and hits it. Caden Kirschbaum with his third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Palmer then comes down in the other direction and shoots from the corner for three. That ends up being no good. But the Hawks, well, they're doing their best they can to stick in, but they do trail by 16 as we go into the halftime locker room. 42-26. We'll be back with totals for the first half and a breakdown of the first half. You're listening to Hawk Basketball from the Hawk's Nest right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment. 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Halftime here in the Hawks Nest and the Hawks Trail Royal, 42-26. We're getting the scoring totals. He's still paying attention to that Peach Bowl. I never would have predicted this. 8:35 to go in the fourth in the Peach Bowl. Indiana University, the Hoosiers. Before this season, the losingest team in college football history. They're leading the Oregon Ducks in that semifinal 49-15. Coach Kurt Cignetti, good heavens, did he bring it to Indiana. As mentioned, Hawks trailing by 16, 42-26. Although Kurt Pumphrey's game plan, quote, need to take care of us, so we need to play within ourselves. But there's really, if there's two things we need to do, if anything, the biggest thing is simply limit turnovers, because one of the things Royal does is they will punish turnovers in transition, and they have done that on the occasions when we turn the ball over. We haven't turned it over a ton, but we have. If you can eliminate the turnovers, then you prevent Royal from feasting on an element of their offense, which is really quite common for them. The other thing is we do have a little bit of issue with foul trouble. Evan Geese with three fouls. John Perks with three fouls. Perks picking up his third with 1:32 to go in the second quarter and ended up having to sit for the rest of the first half. Here are your unofficial scoring statistics for the visiting Royal Knights. That cannot be right. That kid has not seen any action, so I've got that wrong. That was probably Jinx, so I'm going to count. Sorry, I've got to redo some scoring here. We have Brian Larson with 2 points, Major Andrew with 2 points. We've got Anderson Brown with 4 points. Got Fisher Livingston, 5 points. Dax Jinx with 8 points. I missed Graham. Did I miss Graham Palmer? 7 points? Perhaps I did. And then Grant Wardenar leading all scorers on the court with 14 points. We should be averaging 15.5, so we're holding on to the average for what that is worth. For the Hawks, Ryan Gorton with 2 points. Kyler Creeley with a 3-point play in the second quarter. Landon Decime and John Perks each with 5 points. Perks getting the ball down low, and he's had some issues sometimes being able to hang on to the ball. If he's able to hang on to the ball, he might be getting a bit more than his current 5 points. Caden Kerschbaum, 3 bombs. He's feeling it from downtown tonight. He leads all Hawks scorers with 11 points. So as mentioned slightly earlier here in this breakdown, the Hawks need to cut down on the turnovers. They got to find some way to start to stop Grant Wardenar, but Wardenar for the last 2 years has been almost a force of nature. Keeping Wardenar from scoring is almost like asking gravity not to pull matter down to the base. And Wardenar, well, he is getting his points. We held him to 4 points, such as it was in the first quarter, but he also didn't start. And then he opened up a bit more in the second quarter, getting 10 points. There is any consolation that might be taking from this is that Wardenar has gone to the line now 7 times, and he's 4 for 7, so he's not super efficient from the line. Hawks cut down on the turnovers. Get it, and if we're able to finish down low, both Gorton and Perks have had looks down low that we haven't been able to finish. If we can finish those, limit the turnover stat of foul trouble, it's not entirely out of the question. Entirely. You might be able to play your way back into this game. Because the Hawks, they're playing even better within themselves than they did against Zilla, and I would argue that they did well against Zilla in that first quarter. I would say, for the most part, they've done a pretty good job here in the second. Again, just got to limit the turnovers. Might be able to play your way back into this. We're at halftime right now. Hawks trail Royal, 42-26. We'll be back with the SCAC scoreboard and standings when we return here from the Hawks Nest at halftime. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Let's look at the SKX scoreboard as halftime starts to wind down and the Hawks trailing Royal. They're at home 42-26. So Royal is a state semifinalist team last year, and they brought everybody back. They brought in Coach Tim Revay, quote, to earn them a championship, and yet that's not them, Hunker, to top the SCAC. That would be Zilla at 7-0, 11-0 all told, followed by this Royal team at 5-1, 8-1 overall. Their lone loss, yeah, you guessed it, Zilla. Followed by Wapato at 5-1, 8-2 overall. Then Cashmere at 4-4, Connell at 3-3, Natchez Valley, whom we will be hosting next Tuesday, at 2-4. Then Waluke, we will visit them in Mattawa tomorrow night at 2-5. Then you've got us, College Place at 1-5, and then Kybe at 0-6, 1-9 overall. Taking a look at the schedule. This week, currently, Wapato is at Natchez Valley. I expect the Wolves probably to beat the Rangers. And Connell is at Kybe. And you expect Connell to win that one, but I would not necessarily count out the Bears. Tomorrow, OMAC will be at Cashmere. We, as mentioned earlier, will be in Mattawa taking on Waluke. That's a 5:15 tip-off tomorrow. Royal will be hosting Kybe. Zilla will be at Wapato, and Natchez Valley will be hosting Connell. And we're ready to start the second half. Royal will have the basketball as Brown waiting for the clock to run down. And now I got it set for 8 minutes. Now they'll give the ball to Anderson Brown. And he'll hand in to Livingston in the backcourt. Royal now moving from left to right. As Livingston crossed to Wardenaar. Wardenaar having to back out to Livingston. Now in the corner to, that was Brown or was that Graham for a long two, long three. Graham gets his own long rebound, then going to feed. That was Jenks in the key. Hits from about 5 feet. Putting Royal up now by 18. As Kirschbaum will bring it up. He will now drive right. Now slices into the key, and they're going to call a travel. Yeah, he got tripped and ended up taking too many steps. Tripped or lost his footing. Because if you see the trip, you usually have to call the foul. So Livingston will come up the right wing. To Palmer, back to Livingston, now to Jenks in the key. He then drives down the right lane. They left it open for him, and he laid it up and in. Jenks now at 12 points. And suddenly it's a 20-point Royal lead. As Kirschbaum will pull up at the top for three. That's off the front of the rim, no good. But Decime will come down with a long rebound. That shot is no good. Then Wardenaar will come down with a rebound, and he wants to run. Stutter steps, shoots down the left lane, and lays it up and in. does Grant Wardnar. Now they're also going to press the inbound, but Perks has the ball. Now feed to Kirschbaum, who's now going to drive past Livingston. So at least we take care of the press, but we trail by 22 as Kirschbaum driving into the corner. Drives baseline, goes up against a triple team, and his shot is too strong as Jenks will come down with the rebound. Then goes up court to Wardnar. Wardnar drives past Perks, who does not want to foul him, and Wardnar knew it, lays it up and in. And we're going to have a timeout with 6:20 to go in the third quarter. The Hawks suddenly trailing by 24, 50 to 26. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, Hawks letting Royal get away with an 8-0 run to open the third quarter, and Royal pressing the inbounds. Decime gets it to Creeley. Now to Kirschbaum, who's going to come loping up the left of Livingston on him and crosses the timeline. Kirschbaum asking people to move farther down to Decime in the left corner. Now he'll put it on the ground. Now to Kirschbaum back at the top. 13 on the shot clock. 6 minutes in the third quarter. Shaking and baking in the key. And down low to Gorton, who then goes up, puts a shot off the side of the rim. No good. And then Creeley almost came down with a rebound, but lost it out of bounds. And he was frustrated. Felt maybe he'd gotten fouled there. Evan Geese to check in for the Hawks. As Livingston will walk it up, cheating to the right. Now he'll feed to Jenks at the top of the key. Kick in the corner to, I want to say that's Brown for three. Swirls in and out, no good. And then scramble for the rebound. Perks and Wardnar kind of fight for it. Ends up going off of Wardnar. And Royal will call off the press. They really didn't have any success getting us to turn the ball over. So they're going to back off of that. And let Kirschbaum take it across the timeline. Unmolested. Now Caden will feed to Evan Geese, who comes back out to center circle with Palmer coming out on him. He feed to Gorton at the top of the key, hand back to Geese, then wants to drive in. Spin move against Palmer. Nice move to the bucket. Swirls in and out, no good, but Evan drew the foul. Yeah, that foul will be on Palmer, so Geese will go to the line. With Judah Breithaupt getting ready to check in for the Hawks. Hawks are 4-for-4 from the line. Yep, make it 4-for-5. As Breithaupt will spell Ryan Gorton. And Evan, two quick dribbles and fires again. That puts out off the back of the rim, no good. And Jenks will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Livingston coming down the right wing. Ooh, man, who fit Brown in transition. His lane is too strong. And John Perks will come down with the rebound. Now Kirschbaum will bring it across. Kirschbaum dribbling to the right, now dribbling into the key. Lost his defender, pulls up from 20, swirls in and out, no good. Tip rebound brought down by John Perks, who puts it away. Perks now with 7 points. Hawks get their first points, however, of the third quarter. 50 to 28. Oh, man. Palmer left alone in the corner. Off the side of the rim, no good. How on earth did he miss that? He had forever setting himself. Then sweep it around to Wardnar on the left wing for three. Wardnar with his first Hank Warden, Edward Jones three of the game. The Hawks trail by 25. Kirschbaum on the right wing to Geese. Evan with Palmer working on him. Evan now driving into the key, steps up from about 8 feet. Man, got a good look at the bucket, could not make it drop. As Jenks will chase down the long rebound. He'll then push it up to Livingston. Livingston pulling up at the top. Oh, down low to Jenks, down the right block. He easily lays it up and in. Jenks simply in position for the easy pass and bucket. And Kurt Pumphrey showing some frustration as Kirschbaum feeds to Breithop on the right wing. Judah to Kirschbaum at the top. And not liking letting him get any more threes. Down low to Perks. Backing down. Loses his defender and lays it up and in. His defender was Wardenauer, and Perks just caused him to lose his footing. It wasn't a push. Wardenauer just fell down. As we're swinging the ball around really quickly, Wardenauer on the left wing then turns around, pulls up baseline from about 18. Swirls in and out, no good. And Perks will come down with the rebound. 55-30 Royal, as Rubalcaba will check in for Royal at the next break. As Kirschbaum shaking and baking, pulling up for three. It's going to be short off the side of the rim, no good. And Wardenauer comes down with a long rebound. Then goes down in transition, then scoops it back down to Wardenauer, who then ends up getting tied up down low and fouled by Decime. And Decime knows that he was all over him. He wasn't going to allow him the easy bucket. Decime will pick up his first personal. That was really a smart foul, as Wardenauer will go to the line. Rubalcaba, as mentioned, will check in. And he'll spell Graham Palmer. So Brown will take it out baseline. This is an on-the-floor foul. Kick it back to Rubalcaba, now to Livingston. Now down low to Wardenauer. Oh, man. Easily set on the block, got the easy lay-in, and then Geese committed the late foul. That was not a smart foul. As Evan Geese picks up his fourth personal. And Grant Wardenauer, now with 11 points in the quarter, will go to the line for the and one. 57-30. Royal, as Ryan Gorton will send Evan Geese to the bench with four fouls, and Wardenauer hits the and one. Judah Breithop will bring it up. Now feed back to Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum handing off to Decime, dribbling to the top, handing off to Breithop, doing a little, and then he wanted to hand off to Kirschbaum, and Livingston read the pass, intercepted it, and then goes down the right lane and lays it up and in. And now we're doubled up. It's 60-30. It is a 30-point Royal lead with 2:20 to go in the third. Kylie Creeley and John Perks getting ready to check back in for the Hawks. I didn't even realize Big Red was on the bench. As Kirschbaum shaking and baking, will hand off to Decime at the top, wanting to put a move on Brown. Finally turn around, spin, move! Wow! Landon Decime from 15. Turn right, turn left, step back, hits it. That was beautiful. As Wardenauer ends up driving baseline against Brody Smith and got blocked from behind, and they're going to call a foul. I don't know. The way the ball was moving, that looked like a clean foul. As Brody Smith, whom I also had not recognized, had checked in, will pick up his first personal, and Wardenauer will go to the line again for two more. And he hits the first. So Creeley and John Perks to check in, as will Jerry Fielding for Royal. Seeing his first action of the evening. Saw a fair bit of Fielding last year. It's the first time we've seen him this year. Brian Larson getting ready to check in for Royal, as second free throw swirls in and out, no good. And John Perks will get the rebound. As Decime comes up, immediately dribbles into a triple team as Wardenauer gets the steal, then slams it home, and has learned not to hang on the rim, making it 63-32 as Kirschbaum drives down with Livingston on him, drives down baseline, has the ball slapped out of bounds by Livingston. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Larson will check in for Royal, and he will spell Rubalcaba. And Tim Reve again almost getting to the center line. The refs sometimes need to rein him in. He likes to think the entire sideline is his. As Decime takes a pass from Perks. Dribbling left to right now to Creeley on the right. Down low to Perks, who had to go back out to get it. He has to go out of bounds to get it. Instead, feeds it straight to Livingston. as Livingston comes down right wing, turns around, feeds Larson as he went up. They're going to, ball got stripped. They're going to say he got fouled. 1:07 to go in the third quarter, and Royal's been pulling away. As he got fouled by Landon Decime, that's his second personal. So Larson will go to the line for two. And what do we got here? Henry Brown, now the sophomore, checking in for Royal. Larson's first free throw rattles around and drops. So Brown will check in, and I don't know who he spelled. Larson's second free throw is also good, making it 65-32. As Decimale inbound to Kirschbaum. As now we're looking at 60 seconds to go in the third quarter. As Kirschbaum, NBA three, looked good, and it was. Caden Kirschbaum from way downtown with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. As Wardenag gets the rebound, goes down the center lane as it's stripped out of bounds. He thought he had an easy bucket, but somebody got their hand on it. As Henry Brown will take it out baseline. And Brown will give to Palmer. Palmer? No, that was Jerry Fielding. That was Jerry Fielding from the right corner with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three, making it 68-35, 37 seconds to go in the third. Kirschbaum. Driving down, nice right-hand scoop shot down the left lane, and Kirschbaum gets his first two of the game, making 38-37, 68-37. Brown on the right wing to Wardenar in the corner for a Hank Warden Edward Jones three, his second of the game, and he's had a huge third quarter. Count that up for you in a bit. Kirschbaum for an NBA three, swirls in and out, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Perks, goes down, oh, his lay-in isn't quite strong enough. Again, gets his own rebound. And that time he put it away. John Perks with the bucket to end the third quarter, but it's pretty much been all Royal in the third. Knights 71, Hawks 39. Back with the fourth. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC 2s.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Royal leads 71-39. We held them to 17 points in the first quarter, 25 in the second, 29 in the third. Grant Wardenar, 18 points in the third quarter. Ouch. Kirschbaum will take the inbound to start the fourth quarter. As that defense comes out, and then he turns around, pulls up for about 18. Goodness gracious. Caden Kirschbaum, though, he's money tonight. Cuts the deficit to 30, 71-41, as Wardenar will bring it up. Now give on the right wing to, that's Fielding. Fielding to Ruokaba at the top of the key. Then in the corner, that's Fielding for three off the side of the rim. No good. Fielding gets his own rebound, then drives into the key. And then ends up losing the ball out of bounds. Someone goes out of bounds to get it, feeds back to Wardenar. Wardenar way out at the top, 18 on the shot clock to, I don't know who that was, not a Brown in the corner for three. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Brody Smith. And he'll feed to Perks, who feeds to Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum shaking and jiving, drives into the key, hangs it on the rim and drops off no good. As Brown will come down with the rebound. Then feed to Larson, now to Rubalcaba. Now in the corner to, that was Fielding, drives baseline. He's got a kick back out to Brown, pulls up from about 15. And Brown with his first bucket of the game.
Yes.
73-41 Royal. Desmay will bring it up. Shaking and Bacon with Fielding on him. Now feed to Creeley. Creeley will hand off to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum drive in. Step back three. Hit it. Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious. Caden Kirschbaum with another Hank Warden Edward Jones three. He's having his game of the year. And then he steals it from Brown. He'll then go up court to Decime. Gets behind everybody. Goaltending. Yeah. Wardner came charging back. The ball was hanging on the rim and slapped it away. And you cannot do that. So we're going to credit Decime with a bucket. So Wardner will take the inbound. Wardner's had an interesting night. He's got lots of points, but he also has a technical and then a goaltending call. And then Larson lost the handle on his dribble. It's going to be stolen by Evan Geese. He's out there riding with four fouls. Judah Breithop to check in for Kurt Pumphrey. As Kirschbaum wants to drive into the key, as the ball slapped away from him as he's making his drive. Of course, Royal saying it's theirs. No, it belongs to the Hawks. Judah Breithop to check in, as will Dax Jenks, Anderson Brown. And I missed the third. Might have been Graham Palmer. It was Graham Palmer. Inbound to Geese. He'll then circle around, feed to Kirschbaum on the left wing. Kirschbaum, down low to Perks, kick back out to Geese, fakes the three, drives into the key, and then turns around, puts it up from about 12, banks it no good, as Palmer will come. Nope, that's not Palmer. That is Fielding, and then drives down Main Street and kicks it out for three that ends up being no good, but then Fielding is there for the offensive rebound and putback. 75-46. Sean Thorpe getting ready to check in for the Hawks. So he'll hand off to Kirschbaum. Drives in. Euro steps. They're going to call a travel? Nope, they're going to call a foul as he Euro steps down the right lane. His right-handed scoop shot is no good, but they're going to say he got fouled by Jenks, who picks up his first personal. Caden Kirschbaum to the line for two. He is two for two. He shot technicals when Wardner was teed up for hanging on the rim after dunking. And Kirschbaum hits that one. He's having the game of the year as far as he's concerned. Giesu checked out. Nope, sorry. Thorpe is going to spell Landon Decime. So Kirschbaum with, well, more than a few points. We'll count him up later as he puts that one off the front of the rim. No good. And Palmer will come down with a rebound, give to Wardner. Wardner feed back to Jenks, then drives into the key. Puts up a right-handed push shot from about 8 foot and hits it. 77-47. Kirschbaum shaking and baking, driving, now stopping. Got a hand off to Geese. Geese with Brown coming out on him now wants to drive in. Lost the handle on the note. They're going to call a pushing foul. So that'll be on the floor. And that foul is going to be on Anderson Brown. That'll be his second personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. And he'll end up feeding to Perks in the right corner. Perks backing down against Wardner. Instead, got a feed back out to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum wanting to drive in. He and Breithop were not communicating on that pass. And Kirschbaum throws it away. So Brown will take it out at the end of the scorer's table. And he'll feed to Wardner. Wardner with Geese coming out on him on the right to Brown. In the corner to Palmer. Down low to Jenks. Jenks getting tied up, swinging around Wardner. Left wing three, off the front of the rim, no good. Perks is there for the rebound. The feed to Kirschbaum, coming up on 4 minutes to go in the game. Hawks trail by 30, 77-47. Kirschbaum feeding now to Geese. To Perks at the top of the key, wanted to do a give and go. Perks back down against Wardner. He's not going to be able to get it. Oh, he finally does. Wardner goes John Perks. Wow, he was strongly defended, and Perks just said, nope, I'm going, and he got it. We end up crossing out to Brown on Wardner at the top, and travel. see. Kyler Creeley and Landon Decime to check back in. I'll spell Sean Thorpe and Judah Breithop. Man, Tim Revay with that hoarse, croaking voice of his. Most open guy! As Kirschbaum at center circle. Driving to the left, hands off to Creeley. He'll hand off to Decime at the top. And Revay croaks travel. Then wanted to feed Kirschbaum going down baseline, and we just end up throwing the ball away. So inbound to Wardnar, who will bring it up. Wardnar coming up the left lane. Now on the right to Brown. Then in the corner to Palmer. One touch. Goes to Jenks. Goes into the key. Feed to Wardnar. Stops the key. Got away with the travel. Feed to, who is that? That is Fielding for three. I believe so. And the rebound's going to go out of bounds. 3:04 to go in the game. Hawks trail by 28. 77-49. Creeley, no, sorry, that's Decime, wants to drive into the key. He'll end up putting up, oh, man, that was a good-looking shot. Rimmed in and out, no good. Ends up getting his own long bouncing rebound. Then feed to Geese. He then Euro steps in. That's kind of a wild left-handed shot that's no good. As Fielding will come down the rebound, go cross-court to Wardenauer, coming up, loping up to the left, going to be tied up by Decime. And feed to Jenks. Jenks driving the key. Spin move on Perks down the left block and lays it up and in. Jenks pretty thefty down there with his feet. And Royal back up to a 30-point lead, 79-49. And we're going to have a line change coming up here for Royal as Creeley working on the right wing. Oh, found Perks down low, lays it up and in. He got behind Wardnar to John Perks. Showing some promising signs on offense here, though, against Royal. As Fielding, oh, wanted to go baseline, then turn around and feed Palmer. But then he feeds it straight to Caden Kirschbaum. Then going up court to Decime on the right wing. Decime driving into the key. He goes up against two. Shot is no good. Creeley comes down with a rebound. Feed back to Decime in the corner. Decime to Geese. Geese will circle around to the top. Now to Perks, top of the key. Stolen by Wardenauer. And Wardenauer with Decime in pursuit. And Wardenauer is going to slam it home again. And we're going to have a timeout with 1:32 to go in the game. Hawks trail by 30, 81-51. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
1:32 to go in the game, and the Hawks trail by 30 to a Royal Knight team, but there's some promising signs of offense from the Hawks tonight. John Perks has been effective. Caden Kirschbaum's had the game of the year, as far as he's concerned, against Royal tonight. As Creeley has the ball on the right wing. He now wants to drive in. And, oh, he wanted to do an alley-oop to Evan Geese and couldn't quite pull it off. As Rubel Cabo come down with a rebound. And go up court to, that is Britt Wardnar now who's checked in. To Major Andra. To Rubel Cabo. To Brown for a short two. Ends up being no good. And Geese will come down with a rebound. So we're coming up on 60 seconds to go. Hopefully, with 60 seconds to go, well, Caden Kirschbaum launches a long three that's off the back of the rim, off the backboard, no good, and then someone went over Kylie Creeley's back. I think that was Britt Wardenauer, ends up tapping the ball out of bounds, so the Hawks will get the ball back. With Tim Revay up 30 points, hopefully won't be hearing any more of his horse croak. Nope, I was wrong. There it is. There, yep, you can hear it. As Geese will give it baseline, wants to feed Kirschbaum, and instead it's going to be stolen by Andra. We now go up court, and Wardenauer almost has to go out of bounds to get it. This is the younger Wardenauer. His brother's on the bench. This is Britt Wardenauer. And he'll give it to Andra. Nope, throw the ball away. 30 seconds to go. 3/10 of a second between game clock and shot clock. So the Hawks, in theory, could just milk it out. And I'm sure they'll try and score as quickly as they can. And sure enough, Landon Decime is going to turn around and launch a three from the very top and hit nothing but net. Landon Decime for the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. As Andra driving around to the top. Now it's going to be stolen by Caden Kerschbaum. Caden wants to go all the way and banks it home down the right lane. And that should do it. It will, as the Hawks put on a little run at the end, but still they lose to Royal. But they play within themselves. Coach Kirk Pumphrey was asking for it. We lose to Royal 81-56. We got some signs of offense. We'll be back with totals and looking at what those signs of offense will look like when we return. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, so the Hawks now on a two-game losing streak after putting together a two-game win streak. They lose to Royal 81-56, but Coach Kirk Pumphrey's notes said they need to take care of us and, in a sense, need to, like, play within ourselves. And there were some favorable signs. Did all right playing defense. Did a fairly good job of taking care of the ball. The problem is we had no answer for Grant Wardenar, which I'll get to in just a moment. But in looking at the totals, you can see potentially some signs of hope. For the visiting Royal Knights, Major Andra with 2 points. Brian Larson and Anderson Brown, each with 4 points. Jerry Fielding with 5 points. Graham Palmer and Fisher Livingston, each with 7 points. And then you have Dax Jenks, who can work down low with 18 points. And Grant Wardenar, leading all scorers on the court, with 34 points. For the Hawks, Ryan Gorton with 2 points. Kylie Creeley with 3 points, but then things get interesting. Landon Decime, 12 points. John Perks, 15 points, although he was struggling with foul trouble at one point. And Caden Kirschbaum leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 24 points. Bring this game up to Mattawa against Wiluk. Arguably, offensively, one of our more efficient games of the season. You might be looking at yet another league win. So that'll be our next contest. That tip-off slated to start, I believe, at 5:15 tomorrow from Mattawa. Girls 3:45, boys 5:15. Once again, your final here from the Hawks Nest. Royal 81, College Place 56. Next broadcast tomorrow from Mattawa. We will see you then. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Basketball.
on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.